It was during the 10th year of the mission that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to experience the greatest sorrow of his life. His uncle, Abu Talib, who had up to then provided him with the much-needed family protection and support, died. This was followed soon after by the death of his loving wife, Khadija. To add to his grief, the people of Taif, to whom he had journeyed to convey the message of Islam, had mercilessly rejected him, sending ruffians to pelt him with stones, making his body stream with blood. It was in this devastating and difficult time that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to be given one of the greatest and most uplifting honours by Allah, glorified and exalted as He. This was the miraculous night journey. On that special night, the angel Gabriel came to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and woke him from his sleep. Gabriel then bade him mount what looked like a dazzling white creature named Al-Buraq. Soon, with lightning speed, Muhammad was transported to Masjid al-Aqsa, the distant place of prayer in Jerusalem. There, on this blessed site, in the heart of Jerusalem, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was met by an assembly of earlier prophets who gathered behind him as he led them in prayer. From there, Gabriel took him and they ascended through the seven heavens to witness the unseen mysteries of the universe and to see some of the greatest signs of Allah. According to tradition, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When I entered the lowest heaven, I saw a man sitting there with the spirits of men and women passing before him. To one on the right he would smile, saying, 'A good spirit from a good body.' And of another on the left he would frown and say, 'A bad spirit from a bad body.' I said, 'Who is this, O Gabriel?' He replied, 'This is Adam, and the persons on the right and left are his offspring. Those on the right are the people of paradise, and those on the left are the people of the hellfire.'" Then Gabriel ascended with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through each subsequent heaven, meeting different prophets as he went: Jesus, John, Joseph, Aaron, Moses, peace be upon them all, until finally they reached to the seventh heaven. There was a man sitting on a throne at the gate of the immortal mansion. "Never have I seen a man more like myself," said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "This was my father, Abraham." Then Gabriel appeared to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all his angelic light and splendor. They had reached the lote tree of the utmost boundary, the Sidrat al-Muntaha, veiled by mysterious colors, inexhaustibly indescribable.